Good morning, it's Rod Carr here for Songs of Hope Part 2. Thank you to Chris for a mighty Songs of Hope Part 1. And I really enjoyed that talk by Brett Peatman on the Book of Luke and the writer of the Book of Luke. And we're all carols here on Songs of Hope here the 1 week before Christmas. Next Sunday is Christmas morning. It's a great time of the year in Australia. Everyone gives gifts to others, and Christians give gifts to others because God gave us the gift of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gives us the free gift of salvation and the free gift of spiritual gifts. And Christianity is a giving and receiving religion, and it's all free. So we give gifts at Christmas. We've got an hour of carols coming up, and carols like O Come All Ye Faithful, Sing With Me This Christmas Day, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and lots more. Our prayer in 10 minutes is going to be a Christmas prayer. We also have Christian News Bulletin coming up at about 20 past the hour. And our story at 8:45, it only goes for 4 minutes, but it's the story of the first Christmas in Australia. So find out about the first Christmas in Australia and how that was celebrated all those years ago. The weather today, it's going to be 19 and becoming sunny, and tomorrow 29 and mostly sunny, and our forecast for Christmas Eve is 29 and mostly sunny, so it could well be a warm Christmas day. Let's start with Dennis Walter, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Morning, Jesus, to thee
Like the rainbow.
Australian soprano Anna Maria Laspina sang Sing With Me This Christmas Day. She sang that with her brother, who's an operatic tenor. And before that, Jackie Evancho, O Holy Night. And Jackie Evancho burst on the music scene a few years ago. She was about 11 years old, and out came this beautiful, mature contralto voice. That was Jackie Evancho, O Holy Night. And it certainly was a holy night. There were divine things happening the night that Jesus was born, and we celebrate his birthday at Christmas time. We now have an Australian carol, Christmas Bush, for his adorning, and then our Christmas prayer. Lord, in this holy season of prayer and song and laughter, we praise you for the great wonders you have sent us, for shining star and angel's song, for infant's cry in lowly manger. We praise you for the Word made flesh in a little child. We behold his glory and are bathed in its radiance. Be with us as we sing the ironies of Christmas, the incomprehensible comprehended, the poetry made hard fact, the helpless babe who cracks the world asunder. We kneel before you, shepherds, innkeepers, wise men. Help us to rise bigger than we are. Amen.
inside. Joyful all nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born.
Christians see Jesus as their spiritual king, and that was Celtic Woman, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King. Australian John Farnham with The First Noel.
The First Noel. Where they lay
Christian News Bulletin. Last week, BBC News announced that a bomb explosion in the Coptic Christian Cathedral complex in the Egyptian capital Cairo killed at least 25 people. Dozens of others were injured in the blast in a chapel adjoining St. Mark's Cathedral during a Sunday service. Many of the victims are thought to be women and children. Egypt's Christian minority has often been targeted by Islamic militants. The Catholic Leader reports that Brisbane Catholic priest Father Andre Kolakowski is the first Catholic priest to become a God Squad member. There's something really refreshing when you sit down and do Bible study with a bunch of hairy bikers full of tattoos. There's nothing more refreshing to the faith, he said. It's about being a shepherd. It's about looking after those who are lost. Dressed in bikey leathers and straddling a classic Victory Crossroads motorcycle, it's hard at first to recognise the parish priest at Bowen Hills Our Lady of Victory's Church and chaplain to the Polish community in Brisbane. Popular evangelical author, radio host and disability rights activist Joni Erickson Tada fears that evangelical Christians are bending to societal pressure and enabling the decline of American moral standards by not being willing to speak up for what is biblically right.
Kamal singing Silent Night, and Kamal was originally born in Kuala Lumpur in the Federated Malay States. Now, Hillsong have various sounds. It's not all wall of sound stuff. Here's Hillsong with a carol, Born is the King.
shifted from heaven to a manger. The hope of the world's a lie for all mankind. All of the earth rejoice, it's Christmas time. So lift up your voice and sing out his praise. It's Christmas, born is the King, rejoice in the day. It's Christmas, make a joyful sound. It's Christmas, let his praise resound. It's Christmas. Goodwill to all the earth and peace divine. All of the earth rejoice, it's Christmas time.
The night went to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night. With a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. The shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I am?
said the king to the people everywhere. Listen to what I say.
Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say.
A child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light.
He will bring us goodness and
And Jesus has brought goodness and light to Christian societies and Christians everywhere. That was Mary Blige, Do You Hear What I Hear? Now Australian Delta Goodrum, God rest ye merry gentlemen.
Who died in the
first Christmas celebrated on Australian soil was the 11-month-old colony of Sydney Christmas in 1788. The bush around Sydney Cove had been cleared, and the thoroughfare that is now George Street was a fairly well-defined track. A house had been erected for Governor Phillip, while wooden houses had been put up for the officers and men of the regiment. The convicts were housed in wattle and daub huts. The colony numbered about 1,000. We know what happened on that first Christmas Day in Australia in 1788 because of the diary of David Collins, a captain in the Marines. He wrote, "Christmas Day was observed with proper ceremony. Mr. Johnson preached a sermon adapted to the occasion, and the major part of the officers of the settlement were afterward entertained at dinner by the governor." Now, Mr. Johnson was the Christian chaplain of the First Fleet, the Reverend Richard Johnson. He had no church building at the time, and the sermon was preached in the open air. The weather must have been fine and hot in the Australian summer, a stark contrast to the bitterly cold English winters. The soldiers and convicts were drawn up on the north bank of the Tank Stream in the vicinity of Sydney's present Bridge and Pitt Streets. Most of the officers were later entertained at dinner by Governor Phillip, so in full dress uniforms they arrived at Arthur Phillip's house to enjoy roast goose and to toast King George III in brandy and port wine. We can assume that vegetables, fish, salt beef and salt pork were consumed by the officers. The highlight, in addition to the plum pudding, might have been roast pig. We gather this from the dispatch Phillip had sent home a couple of months earlier, in which he wrote, "One sheep only remains of 70 which I had purchased at the Cape, but the pigs are flourishing." Food supplies were not yet low through non-arrival of store ships, so although the Christmas fare was rough, there was still plenty of it. The convicts ate salt meat and biscuit, but were allowed a special ration of rum. By the time the second Christmas of 1789 came around, a two-storey government house of brick had been completed on what is now the corner of Bridge and Phillip Streets. For most Sydneysiders, the Christmas fare was poorer than the previous year. The weekly rations had just been reduced to 2.2 kilos of flour, 0.9 kilos of salt pork and about a litre of peas. The governor and his staff fared better. They sat down to a Christmas dinner that included three turtles and a large cabbage grown by convicts at Parramatta. Thereafter, food supplies in the colony gradually improved, and citizens seemed more concerned with obtaining liquor for their Christmas revelry. In 1791, the fourth Christmas Day, Christian celebratory services of the birth of Christ were held in both Sydney and Parramatta for the first time. Supplies were low, and the best that Phillip could do for this Christmas was to give an extra pound of flour to each woman in the settlement. Sydney Town's first Christmas picnic, of which we have record, was held in 1806, 18 years after landing, when Captain John and Mrs. MacArthur wined and dined many friends on their grant of land. One fair visitor was moved so much as to call this serene and tranquil spot the repose of the soul. The Christmas of 1824 was memorable in that it was the first occasion on which the Aboriginal Australian people were officially invited. No less than eight tribes were invited to a Christmas feast at Parramatta that year. They were entertained by Governor Sir Thomas Brisbane. About 600 were present, and the feast consisted of 400 loaves, 22 monstrous dishes of roast beef, a large cask of soup, several tubs of potatoes, 13 huge plum cakes, and a hogshead of grog. By the end of the 19th century, Christmas Day in Australia consisted of church services to celebrate the birth of Christ, followed by large celebratory meals. These were then followed by community dancing and plenty of drinking. Christmas in Australia, a joyful and celebratory part of Australia's Christian heritage. Christians
we bring pa-ra-pa-pum-pum to set before the king. Ra-ba-bum-bum, ra-ba-bum-bum, ra-ba-bum-bum. So to honor him, ra-ba-bum-bum, when we come. Little baby, ra-ba-bum-bum,
ra-ba-bum, ra-ba-bum.
I have no gift to bring, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum,
pa-ra-pa-pum-pum,
that's fit to give a king, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum,
ra-pa-pum-pum,
ra-pa-pum-pum.
That was the Jersey Boys with Little Drummer Boy. Now, Songs of Hope has a website. The website address is songsofhope883.com, and you can use your browser and go there and see all the recordings that are up there, different segments of the program. There are hymns and carols. So there's lots of carol music up there, Christmas music up there. Just click on the Christmas menu item and you'll see all these Christmas items. You can listen to hours and hours of carols and talks by Christian ministers about Christmas, and there's poems and prayers and contemporary Christian music and lots of good stuff to listen to out on our website, songsofhope883.com. Now, Songs of Hope will be on duty on Christmas morning next Sunday, and Chris Whiting will get the ball rolling at 7 o'clock, and we'll have 2 hours of Christmas celebration, and so don't miss that. And throughout January, Songs of Hope should continue pretty much unabated. Now, we're coming to the end of the program, end of Songs of Hope for another week. Bruce Mitchell is in the studio getting the basketball program ready, and the other sporting chaps will be in at 9:30. So do stay tuned to all that. What we'll do now is go out with Australian Sylvie Palladino and Mary's Boy Child.
Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will evermore because of Christmas Day. A long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says, child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, new King born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. A bright new shining star. Them hear a choir sing. The music seemed to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem. Find no place to born her child, not a single room was inside.
That man.